tell me that you went home and swiped a ball that was signed by Babe Ruth, and you brought it out here and actually played with it, and actually played with it? Yeah!
Are you one of those people that has to know how much the Babe Ruth ball is actually worth?
I was gonna bring it back, but it was signed by Babe Ruth! Yeah, you keep telling me that. Who is she?
We'll keep it right here, because today is your lucky day.
The Sultan of Flood, King of Crash, the Colossus of Cloud, the Colossus of Cloud, Babe Ruth!
It's time for Sports Collecting with Tom Morgan, sponsored by ERC Delivery and Huggins and Scott Auctions.
The Great Bambino!
Good morning, everybody. I'm Tom Morgan from Triple Crown in Naperville with Bill Huggins of Huggins and Scott Auctions and Vince Clemente of ERC Delivery. We're on every Sunday morning from 7 to 8 a.m. Central Time, except for last Sunday. Last Sunday, our producer, our regular producer, Eric, it turned out, got in a car wreck on the way to the station, and Vince and I are sitting here, you know, chatting like we do before the show, and all of a sudden, it's about 5 to 7. It's like, whoa, there's nobody here, and we now completely realize how important producers are to everything here.
Absolutely.
Without a producer, there was nothing we could do. We couldn't get on the air.
I was going to fool around with some of the buttons, yeah, but I'm not sure that would have worked out too well.
We were thinking, okay, all of a sudden, zzz, power right in the building's gone. So Chris Black is here with us, and we appreciate your presence, Chris. I'll tell you that. It's great.
Thanks, guys.
Yeah. Bill Huggins, Vince kept in contact with you a little bit last week, but you had somebody all set to go with you last week that I guess we had to miss that. But the good part about this whole thing, well, first off, Eric's okay. His car isn't, but he is. And we're going to get a second hour on a show the week before the national convention. The last Sunday in July will be on from 7 to 9 instead of 7 to 8. So that'll be good, Bill.
Yeah, no, I think that'll be great. And gosh, I'm glad to hear that Eric's okay. I mean, we just kind of didn't know. We were all kind of hanging out going,
right.
This is not good the longer it got.
Yeah, that's right. We hung around till about 20 to 8 thinking, you know, somebody comes, we could maybe do a half hour show or a 40 minute show, whatever. But didn't happen. So thanks for sticking with us, everybody. We're back and hopefully we'll be on every week now. Sundays from 7 to 8. Now, we're giving away a box this week to one caller. The number's 312-332-3776. You can call with a question about the value of a collectible. And we're giving away a box of 2015 Donruss Baseball to one caller or tweeter. If you tweet T-Crown Tom a picture of an item and we use it on the show, you'll also get in the drawing. So give us a call, 312-332-3776, a holiday weekend here, Memorial Day weekend. How's the weather where you are, Bill? It's a little rainy out here today.
Right now it is sunny, not a cloud in the sky, and about 69 degrees.
Ooh, beautiful.
Sounds beautiful.
That's kind of like, that's the outlook for Bryce Harper right now. Sunny,
right?
And, man, has he been hot. It's incredible.
And they're throwing peach balls to him.
Oh, jeez. The last 3 weeks, Bryce Harper's hitting .410, 20 runs scored, 11 homers, 24 RBIs, 2 stolen bases, and he's still only 22 years old. Remember, guys, at the end of the year last year, there were guys acting like he was washed up or something.
Over the hill,
up,
you know.
Yeah. I mean, he's still younger than Chris Bryant, you know. And
he has still not faced a pitcher who is younger than him yet.
That's incredible.
It is.
Really? He hasn't.
That's what I heard earlier this week.
That's amazing when you think about it.
Go into yesterday's game, I believe. I was listening to the pregame show, and I don't know who these guys are to come up with all these stats, but they said in his last 14 games, Bryce Harper has had a better 14-game run than anybody in the history of baseball.
Wow.
I don't know. I guess at 15 games, then somebody, I don't know, whatever. But for a 14-game run, he had 11 home runs, 24 RBIs, hit .530-something with a 6 or 7-something on base. It was the greatest 14-game run in history. I believe it.
I mean, they said at one point he had 11 homers and 45 at-bats. He cooled off some this week where it's like, Well, yeah, I guess they do cool off. Yeah. Can you imagine? Yeah. I mean, but to keep it going, the hot streak for that long even,
yeah,
that
he's
doesn't
got 16
happen.
Homers, and that's only good for second place. Nelson Cruz has 17.
Wow.
So he's having quietly a good season.
So they're basically, that's in a mid-60s pace because they're right about a quarter through the season now. So that's, yep. It looks like the Bryce Harper talent is finally exploding out there. And then Strasburg's kind of gone the other way. He's really struggling. But
yeah,
Washington's
him,
playing well, that's for sure. They've got it going. I think they're in first now, aren't they, Bill?
Yeah, either that or they're tied with the Mets or half game one way or another or something. But, yeah, they're doing well. And, I mean, gosh, Rendon's still not in there now. Worth is out. And they just seem to have enough guys to get it done.
Bryce Harper cards are hot. I looked up high to low on completed items on eBay this morning, actually. And the 2012, I don't know if this is legit or not. It was an auction price, but the 2012 Bowman Platinum Bryce Harper 1-of-1 printing plate autograph patch sold for
$10,200. Wow.
And then the 2011 Bowman Chrome Gold Refractor Auto numbered to 50, graded 9510, $5,800. So people are definitely buying into the combination of youth and talent. Because when you come up at that young of an age, you can put up some huge career numbers.
Absolutely. He was so hyped coming out.
Yeah.
And so him last year having an off year, I guess people were down, but he's showing what he can do now.
Oh, yeah. He's shown flashes of it in past years, but he'd get hurt. But boy, never nothing like this. Oh my God!
Glad he stopped running into walls.
Yeah,
you know?
Please don't do it anymore.
That's right. He's got Fred Lynn's disease sometimes.
Yeah, that Fred Lynn did do that, and Eric Davis was like that too. Where when he first came up, I remember his first year, his numbers were crazy. He looked like he was going to be like another Willie Mays, and then he kept running into walls or diving and hurting himself, getting hit by pitches, and he had a good career. Fred Lynn, too. They both had very good careers, but nothing what it looked like because of injuries. So, well, let's take a phone call here. Let's see if we remember how to do this. Brian from Shorewood's on the line. What do you have, Brian?
Hey, guys. A couple years ago, I received a Tom Brady autographed jersey directly from the New England Patriots at a charity event.
Huh.
But it came with no paperwork or nothing. It was a Patriots representative. So I have the jersey. I know there are places that can authenticate those. How would I go about finding out the true value of something like that, actually verifying its authenticity?
Well, first off, you can search through, like you could look at completed items on eBay. This isn't a game-worn jersey, correct? It's just a replica jersey.
Yeah, it doesn't seem like a game-worn jersey.
Yeah, so if it's a replica jersey, you can search on eBay completed items. They should be on there. I'm sure there'd be a few of them on there. It would actually be interesting to see if they've been dropping some since, you know, all the cheating allegations and all that came out. We were talking that about a bit at T-Crown yesterday. Somebody had a couple Brady items, and basically, nobody thinks it's going to affect his stuff that negatively overall. I think in some respects, getting a few games off at the start of this year at his age might not be a bad thing for him. Let the Garoppolo get a few games under his belt, see how he does. But then we were talking also, what if Garoppolo comes out, throws 15 TDs, one pick, you know, they're 4-0. What do you do? Then is it like when Brady came in for Bledsoe and just kind of took over and that was it?
But it's certainly interesting to see a storyline like that.
Yeah. I'm sure Patriot fans are hoping that happens and see what happens. And also Garoppolo collectors are hoping to see that. But, Bill, I don't know if you've noticed anything with Brady collectibles, if they've gone up or down, or, you know, have you noticed negativity surrounding his stuff lately?
Well, I'll tell you, Tom, I mean, first of all, there's not a lot of Tom Brady stuff out there. There really isn't signed stuff. Not like there is on, you know, Marino or any of those other bigger guys. I don't know that Tom Brady does shows or public or signings or anything. So his autographs are in far less supply on anything than, you know, than most of the bigger guys out there. I mean, even Peyton Manning does shows and stuff like that, but I've never seen Tom Brady at a show.
Yeah, you might never see him either. Like, I think kind of like Jordan, where, you know, they're so well off financially, you don't see, and they don't seem to like doing that stuff, so I wouldn't be surprised if he never does do a show. So I would think, yeah, the value of his stuff, I mean, with his career numbers and everything, the way he handled this whole thing wasn't good, but I don't think it's going to really be that negative with his pricing.
No, and the content of the whole thing we're talking about is on a scale of 1 to 10. I don't even know if it's a 1, you know.
Right.
The pressure in the football. I mean, yeah. There's lots of other worse things than, you know.
Yeah, really, it's hard to believe there's been this much publicity about that, actually. But, You still just wonder why he didn't just say, you know, that's
come right out and share the text.
Why wouldn't you just say,
they were going to find it eventually?
You know, I told him I don't like it full blown up, to put it as low as you can, and it got too low. Sorry, won't do it again. It probably wouldn't have happened as badly. I think the whole Patriots organization got really irritated because it all came out the week before the Super Bowl. And I think they thought they were messing with them, you know, prior to that. But whatever. Okay, we got Superman Todd on the line. What's up, Superman Todd?
Hey, guys. Good morning. Glad Eric's okay.
Yeah, that was something, huh?
Got a quick question. I'm probably going to wind up keeping it, but I have a full team set, PSA 8 of the 59 White Sox.
Oh, now that's neat.
There's 38 cards.
Yeah, then they're all PSA 8s, huh? Now, that's cool. I know I've had a lot of guys coming into T-Crown over the years that do collect 59 White Sox because prior to 05, you know, that was their last World Series team. And you've got some good guys on there, like even Norm Cash, Bill Veeck made a couple bad trades after 59, got rid of some of their young talent for veterans that were past their prime, and Norm Cash was one of those guys. That's a good Norm Cash card in there. I wouldn't get rid of it. I haven't seen one all in eights. I'd have to kind of look that over, but did you piece that all together, or did you buy them all at once?
No, I pieced it together over about 6 years.
Yeah, I think that's going to have, in the Chicago area, I think the collectible value of that is going to do nothing but get better, to be honest with you. So I would have.
John, did you register the set?
What's that?
Are they all PSA'd?
Yes.
Yeah, I mean, did you register that set?
I have no idea how to do that, actually.
Yeah,
you go to the PSA site and you can register. That's a category, team sets from different years. A guy was going to give us the number one. What was a Giants team set from maybe, I think it was 65 or something, one of their championship years or something. But they will, I mean, all eights, I don't know how high that could be. It could be in the top five.
That's good. Yeah, you ought to do that because once it's on the registry, then if you ever did sell that, like you could put it in a Huggins and Scott auction, and if they say number four on the registry, that really catches people's attention. You can have like a Willie Mays collection where all of those PSA graded, or you can have a all-in-one complete set from a year. Yeah, they have different things like that, and it really makes a big difference. That's a good idea, Bill. You should do that, Superman.
How do you register team sets and, you know, any set? How do you go about doing that?
You know, that's what Ricky and Ryan do at our office. I have never registered one myself, but from what I can gather, you sit down and you just type in the serial numbers, the card grade numbers, and it reads the whole thing and then computes it.
Hmm. Is there a cost for that, do you know?
I don't think so.
Okay, you're in, Superman Todd. All right, it's time for a short break. The number here is 312-332-3776. I'm Tom Morgan with Vince Clementi of ERC Delivery and Bill Huggins of Huggins and Scott Auctions. We're on every Sunday from 7 to 8, taking your questions about the value of your collectibles. Give us a call, and we'll be right back after the break. Thanks for holding.
Thanks for listening to Sports Collecting with Tom Morgan. If you'd like to join our proud advertisers, please call Tom Morgan at Triple Crown Trading, 630-357-7707. Again, that's Tom Morgan at 630-357-7707.
Attention sports collectors. Are you looking to expand your collection? Then mark your calendars now. Bidding at Huggins & Scott's next auction begins on June 1st. Huggins & Scott Auctions is a sports memorabilia auction company that specializes in selling vintage baseball, football, and graded cards. Signed autographed vintage sports memorabilia and Americana collectibles. Visit them online at HugginsAndScott.com to register for their event or call them at 301-608-0355. That's 301-608-0355. Got a shipment that needs to get out the door today and overnight delivery is just too slow? Then call ERC Delivery Service. 24/7, 365 days a year, ERC will get your document, package, or truckload of merchandise where you need it, when you need it delivered, guaranteed. And it's not just Chicagoland. ERC has dedicated daily routes that include Milwaukee, Rockford, and Indiana. Call ERC Delivery Service, 630-516-1199. That's 630-516-1199.
As every golfer knows, the game is in your head as much as it is in your hands. And at Golfsmith, we believe confidence on the course starts with confidence with your equipment. That's why we offer our performance guarantee as a part of the Golfsmith Fairway. When you purchase a new club, if it doesn't perform the way you want, you can bring it back for a full club credit, even if you've played it. For details, go to a Golfsmith store near you or golfsmith.com/fairway. The Golfsmith Fairway. Anything for golf.
All right, listen up. There are lots of ways to earn a living these days, and pretty much all of them have one thing in common. They're not getting any easier. That's why Ford designed the Transit line of vans. Because no two jobs are ever exactly alike, Transit gives you plenty of options. With three different roof heights and three different lengths, you can customize your van to help fit your job perfectly. It doesn't matter if you're a pipe fitter in Pittsburgh or a florist in Florida. Transit is the right tool for your job. And Transit comes with available EcoBoost technology, so it does the job with power and durability. Right now is the perfect time to see for yourself what Ford Transit can do. Head into your Ford dealer between now and June 30th and get a great deal during commercial van season. To learn more about Transit, head to Ford.com. This is Ford Transit, built Ford tough.
Now's the time to save big on Ford Transit. So hurry in for the best selection because for a limited time, you can get big cash back and low APR financing, but only at your local Ford store.
Tri-Clean gasoline is great, yet I will now clarify what Tri-Clean gasoline can do for your car and what it cannot do for your car. As you're driving, Tri-Clean gasoline is designed to keep intake valves and fuel injectors clean and emissions to a minimum. Tri-Clean gasoline is not designed to also clean up French fries and organize loose change on the inside of your car while you're driving. Nor is it designed to identify the source of that funky smell in the back seat. It is not specially formulated to intercede in the verbal rejoinders of children while you're on your way to soccer practice or help you talk your way out of a traffic citation. Once again, Tri-Clean gasoline from Citgo is designed to keep intake valves and fuel injectors clean and emissions to a minimum, so your engine avoids performance-robbing deposits and runs smoothly. For complete information, visit fuelinggood.com. Please note, nowhere does it claim Tri-Clean gasoline can help improve your singing while you drive or make you more attractive in your rear and or side view mirrors. Citgo, fueling good.
Now back to Sports Collecting with Tom Morgan. Sponsored by ercdelivery.com and Huggins and Scott Auctions on ESPN 1000 and ESPNChicago.com.
Welcome back. I'm Tom Morgan from Triple Crown in Naperville with Vince Clementi of ERC Delivery and Bill Huggins of Huggins and Scott Auctions. We're on every Sunday from 7 to 8 a.m. Central Time. Taking your questions about the value of your collectibles, you can call us 312-332-3776, or you can tweet me a picture of an item at TCrownTom, and if we use it in the show, you'll get in the drawing. This week, we're giving away a box of 2015 Donruss baseball. So give us a call, 312-332-3776. Bill, I got a few cards graded by SGC at T-Crown. One was a 1970-71 Gordie Howe that was just laying around T-Crown, pretty nice shape. It got like a 7.5, so I thought, okay, that's cool. When I list an item on eBay, I usually will look up Wikipedia and I'll put something on the description and eBay just on a retired guy, just so people who see him get a little background on him. Here was something, I don't know if I've heard of this in the past or not, but Bill, do you know what a Gordie Howe hat trick is?
A Gordie Howe versus a regular hat trick?
Versus a regular, yeah, not the same as a regular. They called it, it got the name a Gordie Howe hat trick. You know what it is?
I have not heard that before.
It's a goal, an assist, and a fight all in one game. So,
or one period. That was one period. See, the natural Gordie Howe.
Yeah, there you go.
Right. And, you know, as concussions get bigger and bigger, you know, with anti-concussions and the effect of concussions, I think fighting's going to pretty much disappear from hockey. But they still do actually even, I thought, I tweeted, when once I saw that, I said, here's a stat I bet they don't keep track of anymore. And then I Google and look it up, and sure enough, they do keep track of it. Brendan Shanahan leads all time with 17, and the active leader is Jerome Iginla with 9. So the Gordy, you learn something every day, the Gordie Howe hat trick. One game, a goal, an assist, and a fight. He was always known as a tough guy. Remember Bobby Hull having the quote that that's the one guy you didn't want to meet in the corners or behind the net was Gordie Howe. That's where, you know, when you compare some of the great guys all time, I think I put Gordie Howe ahead of Gretzky because of the toughness thrown in there with it. A lot of would disagree with me, but you like having that combination.
Well, he had the all-around game, obviously, and yeah. Gretzky was just a finesse scorer, but he was great at
what
he did.
The best finesse scorer probably in any sport ever. But, yeah, that's something else. So I learned
I don't think Gordie Howe had the cover in his career of people around him like Wayne Gretzky had.
No, that's right. That's right. He had some good players with him in the 50s, but, yeah, Gretzky that was on some awesome teams. And they did kind of, I think, look out for him, too, that, you know, nobody messed with him or they'd go mess with whoever messed with him. But they do that for all big scores.
Well, and the media wasn't as big in Howe's career with the TV and everything else, so he didn't get a lot of where everybody could see him on a given night or weekend.
No,
that's
true.
Did Gretzky ever get a Gordie Howe hat trick?
I would guess no.
I'm going to plug that in.
I would have to figure no. I wonder, you know what, Vince? See if you can find how many actual hat tricks Gretzky had in his career.
I will.
I bet he had a lot. I would guess, I'm going to guess, let's see, how many? I'll say he had, I was going to say 35, so you say 50, and Vince will let us know on that one. Okay, the number's 312-332-3776. If you're waking up this holiday weekend, give us a call with a question about the value of your collectible, and we're giving away a box of 2015 Donruss baseball to one caller. And you can tweet an item. T Crown Tom is my Twitter ID. Vince, did you find anything?
I have. Now, what did you guess, Tom?
35.
And what'd you guess, Bill?
50.
One of you is exactly right. And it's not you, Tom. I'm sorry. Oh,
really?
Yeah, he had 50. Wow. He had 50
hat tricks. And Gordie Howe hat tricks?
I'm going to look that up.
I'm
that might take
zero.
Me a little longer.
Yeah, I have a feeling they might not. I would say there's no way he did. Here's Brett on Twitter sent me a photo here of a Yogi Berra signed catcher's mask. His style mask, name on strap, not game worn. And a Berra hologram. Huh. What do you ever sell signed catcher's masks? I don't think I've ever had one.
We have. I actually had one. I think somebody had a catcher's mask signed by, like, Berra, Fisco, and a couple of Bench, and one of the other big catchers who's still around. It was all four of them signed. It was pretty neat looking.
That is neat. That's a, so you
I think, mean, the Berra mask is probably in the neighborhood of $150 to $250, somewhere in there.
Do you ever get a game-worn catcher's mask come in, or anybody ever see one of those sell anywhere?
We've had some of those. Nothing really old. I mean, we've had, like, some catchers where we'll have their whole gear, their chest protector, the face mask. I mean, it's not a face mask. It's like a goalie mask now, those things.
Yeah, they really are.
And then the chin guards and you know, that and the glove, all four items. And some of those things we've had, I can't really think of some of the names we've had, but they'll go for $750 to $1,500 for the whole ensemble.
Wow. I wonder how long, Yogi Berra would wear the same catcher's mask, like for years or games or what the deal was.
I would think back then a lot more than they do today. Yeah. Although today those masks they wear probably cost $1,000 or more to make.
Yeah. You know what? When more and more guys started having that full follow-through and they started hitting catchers in the back of the heads with the follow-through, that's when they started putting on the full helmet to go with the mask because the guys were getting hammered back there pretty good. Find anything on Gretzky?
No, still can't find any Gordie Howe hat tricks.
Yeah, I bet he didn't have any. I guess he didn't. Because even some of the guys, even the most, was 17. So
yep.
Can you picture? I don't remember Gretzky even fighting very often, honestly. So I'm going to say that's a no.
Probably didn't happen. But, you know, Gretzky has more assists, 1,963, than anybody else has points.
That is
incredible. Amazing. You know who's second in points?
Gordie Howe?
No, actually a former teammate of Gretzky, Messier.
Messier,
with 1887.
Yeah. So. Where's Gordie Howe on that list? Did you see? He's got to be up there pretty good.
Pull that up.
Now, the Huggins and Scott June auction bidding begins June 1st. Go to HugginsandScott.com. There's some neat variety of stuff at there. They're adding stuff every day. You can see things that are up for the auction now. There's a 1969 MLB All-Star Game program with 61 signatures on it, including Clemente and Hodges with a 900 minimum bid. That's a couple of good autographs on there. You know, I'm surprised you guys didn't give a separate mention to Chris Cannizzaro being on there, Bill. He's
well,
on there.
We didn't have enough Z's in the little thing.
Yeah, right. That was his only All-Star appearance. I was surprised he ever made the All-Star game, to be honest with you. It's a neat, there's a real nice Aaron I saw in there, and a Pete Rose. Now, Pete Rose current autographs don't go for anything, but let's say you had a 1963 program his rookie year and signed by Rose back then, would that go for some good money, Bill?
Oh, absolutely. And I think, and we've had several of items of Rose signatures in early in his career. He's one of those guys, the signature didn't change a lot, but it did change noticeably over the years if you know what to look for as far as his style and everything. I mean, he's only got 8 letters, so it can't change that much. So.
Yeah, well, his hand probably started cramping up because he signed so many things in his lifetime. I wonder
you're probably looking at 2 to 3 times, if not more, of what a similar item signed by Rose period versus today would be.
You guys have a lot of neat All-Star Game items in the June auction, HugginsandScott.com. There's a 1933 to 2014 All-Star Game tickets complete run of 85 different tickets with a $7,500 minimum bid on that thing. Any estimate of where that might go, Bill? I've never seen that before.
I don't think I've ever seen it either. I mean, I think, and there's also, believe in the same auction is the complete run of programs from that same year. The same guy had them. And, I mean, totally complete. I don't know what the ceiling is on that. And most of them are in really nice condition. This guy wasn't just buying rags, you know.
Now, did he go to a bunch of them himself, or did he just...
Nope, I'm a collector. He may have been to some of the more recent ones, but no, he's a collector. He was a collector.
Wow, that's quite the collection. Something that I would have never thought of, but when you think about it, boy, that could go for a lot of money because it's not something that's been out there a lot. So it'll be interesting to see what that does. Bidding begins June 1st. Go to HugginsandScott.com. We've got that the Lionel Train collection from the guy who comes into T-Crown. Where I love the way they did this, that there were 22, I think it was 22 train cars, including 3 engines in their original boxes, plus a lot of track and everything. And at Huggins and Scott, Vince, they took some of the track and put three of the cars on and had it. They have a video of it going around so you can see that it actually works.
I actually saw that video last week. Yeah. Very cool.
Yeah, that is neat. Now, that makes a big difference for people on items like that, right, Bill, if they see that it actually works?
Oh, sure. I mean, that we get those questions a lot of times on, you know, any clocks or something that we have in there or any pinball machines or any of those arcade-type things. Does it work? Does it work? You know?
Yeah, so that's always... So it's great to have that video on there that people can see for themselves. And I'm sure you guys didn't mind... why don't you guys take the afternoon and put this train set together? Oh, okay.
We had all three writers, Ricky, Ryan, everybody, James, Matt, all of them are in there setting this thing up, you know.
I can imagine. I bet that was a
good... Like, time to play in the sandbox.
Yeah, right. You've got a 1950 Bowman baseball complete set, 252-card set, with 105 graded with a 1,500 minimum bid. Now, if somebody has a complete set, but they're not all graded, do you know that can they still get in the registry that way, or do they have to have them all graded?
Oh, absolutely. You could literally have one card graded, and you'll be low on the list. But
yeah, right.
But you'll get in.
Huh.
Yeah. No, but they it's amazing, that registry. It's, you know, it's very... Oh, ego-driven type list, if you know, as far as the whole makeup of it. But that's why certain cards that are low population reports out there, some common from 1967 who just doesn't, he was in the corner of a sheet, and there's very few of them that come perfectly centered, and you get an 8 or a 9, you can get $1,000 to $2,000 for this one little common because it moves somebody up on the registry because
yeah.
it's the only one.
They want to go from third to second or whatever on the
overall.
I see SGC has a registry also. I didn't realize that.
Yeah, it certainly started many, many years after PSAs. But no, they've got one as well. I don't know if Beckett does. I want to say Beckett may even have one too a lot of times for those new shiny cards.
I think they did just recently start one at Beckett also. Well, it's time for a short break. The number's 312-332-3776. We're on till 8. Give us a call with a question about the value of your collectible, and we'll try to give you an estimate of what it might sell for in a current auction. So hang in there. We'll be right back.
Huggins and Scott Auctions is now accepting premier sports and Americana items for their event of the year. Be part of the August 2015 Masterpiece Auction. Hundreds of highlight pieces on display, waiting for exceptional bids. The National Convention in Rosemont, Illinois, happens July 29th through August 2nd. If you have anything that you think will fit into this high-end auction, please contact Huggins and Scott online at HugginsandScott.com or over the phone at 301-608-0355. That's 301-608-0355.
Historic Autographs, the collector-driven company, is always looking to purchase your autograph collection and high-end singles autographs. Historic Autographs pays top dollar for all sports, historical, and non-sports autographs. Please email scott@historicautographcompany.com for a free assessment of your collection. Our representatives will travel to you if the collection warrants. Visit our website at historicautographcompany.com and inquire. We'll also buy vintage pre-war sports cards to be used in our original series. That's Historic Autographs Company.com.
I'm in the Kalahari Desert to prove that my motor oil can withstand the toughest, hottest conditions. That's a lie! I'm in an air-conditioned sound booth. And this accent? Not even real. Motor oil brands make crazy claims like this to get you to believe in their product. Sound effects?
Then there's Quaker State, which you can count on for being hardworking, not for making ridiculous claims. Sure, it'll protect your engine from an African desert. But when was the last time that was part of your commute? So get real and head to QuakerState.com to save. No gimmicks, just damn good oil.
Performance Bicycle, where great rides begin, wants your great ride to start now. Now through Memorial Day, it's Performance Bicycle's Red Tag Sale. Over 1,000 items on sale store-wide. Red Tag deals on helmets, clothing, parts, accessories, and every bike in the store is on sale. Adult bikes starting at just $199, plus 50 doorbusters at 50% off, but only while supplies last. Don't miss Performance Bicycle's Red Tag Sale. Now through Memorial Day. Go to PerformanceBike.com for locations.
This is Sarah Spain talking with Ryan Kelly, the home loan expert. I know there was some change to FHA loans recently. What's up with that, Ryan?
A few months ago, the government reduced the monthly PMI on all FHA loans. They cut the monthly PMI almost in half, and now we're saving people hundreds of dollars a month on their mortgage payments. If you have an FHA loan, you really need to call me. We're an FHA delegated lender, which means we process, underwrite, close, and fund all of our FHA loans in-house. In fact, last year, I closed more FHA loans than any other mortgage originator in the Midwest. If you have an FHA loan, call me now. Let's look into getting your PMI reduced and, again, maybe even eliminated. 773-770-4727. That's 773-770-4727 or thehomeloanexpert.com. Newcastle Home Loans, LLC, NMLS number 150580. Mine's 319181. We're equal housing lenders. Thanks, Sarah.
Hey golfers, Kyle Kunesh here, golf pro at Grand Geneva Resort and Spa in Lake Geneva, Wisconsin. I'd like you to meet a friend of mine. We call him The Brute, and he's over 7,000 yards and a true test of championship golf. This award-winning beauty is one of the best in the Midwest. The front nine comes in hot on hole number 3, a par 4 with water hazards lurking on both sides of the fairway. Stay dry for a good lie. An overly aggressive tee shot might put you in the pond. Slow and steady wins the race as you focus on the elevated green guarded by twin bunkers. Avoid the beach and you've got a good chance at birdie. Master this hole and you're well on your way to conquering the Brute. Ready to accept this challenge? Quit dreaming, start driving, and book your tee time at GrandGenevaGolf.com. Grand Geneva Resort and Spa, the Midwest's premier golf destination.
Now back to Sports Collecting with Tom Morgan.
Welcome back. I'm Tom Morgan from Triple Crown in Naperville with Vince Clementi of ERC Delivery and Bill Huggins of Huggins and Scott Auctions. We're on every Sunday morning from 7 to 8 a.m. Central Time, taking your questions about the value of your collectibles. Give us a call, 312-332-3776. With a question about an item, we'll try to give you an estimate of what it might sell for in a current auction. HugginsandScott.com. Their bidding begins June 1st on their June auction. A lot of great items are already listed on there. New items added every day. So you can go check out some items there, preview them, see what you want to bid on for the June auction. And Vince, yesterday we had there is now officially a captain of T-Crown.
That's cool.
There's always something going on at T-Crown. This came about. One of our young customers is a hockey player, and he got this trade mat, we called it, that he really wheels and deals on trade day. He has some really good hockey stuff, but he said something like, I should hand this out to the guy who has the best trade day every week or something, like a captain does,
right,
you know, for
right.
the Blackhawks, yes. with the belt for yes. the player of the game. And at first I said, well, you would have won it this week because he pulled some good cards yesterday. Then I was like, okay, from here on out, you're the official captain.
Very cool.
So we have a captain of T-Crown now.
He is one of the coolest people I've ever met at any age.
He really is. He's a great guy. I could see him being in politics in the
Absolutely.
Future, without a doubt. He's a great
guy. I think anything
kid.
He chooses.
Tom, I think you got to get him a T-shirt, T-Crown T-shirt with a C on it.
There you go.
Yeah. It was funny because one of my regular guys came in about maybe a half hour later, and he never's wearing a Blackhawk jersey or anything, but he comes in, he's got a Taves jersey on with the big Captain C on it. I'm like, oh, you're too late. Well, the captain's already been established. So, all right, let's get to the calls here. We've got Jim from Midway on the line. What do you have there, Jim?
How you doing, guys? Love your show. Happy Memorial Day. I got a Dwayne Wade basketball.
D. Wade, you know, I was really surprised the Heat. Well, I guess Bosch missed a lot of time and Wade missed some time, but I was really surprised they missed the playoffs. For a while there, it looked like it was going to be Heat versus Cavs in the first round, and I actually wished that matchup had happened. I think they would have given them a much better battle than they got in that first round. But Wade's stuff will always have long-term value. He's going to go. He'll end up being a Hall of Famer. I'm sure he's got. How many rings does he end up having? Three does he have now? So, you know, his basketball signed is probably in the $200 to $300 range, a good item.
Oh, wow, cool.
Yeah, and like I say, I think he's going to be, he'll be a Hall of Famer. I don't know how he can't be a Hall of Famer. When he's still good, when he's healthy, the wear and tear is definitely added up on him, though. Boy, I'll tell you, the Bulls don't look so bad the way they played the Cavs after you see the way LeBron, as much as I enjoy rooting against LeBron, I mean, it really is, he's playing great right now. When he can take the ball into the lane, and if he's confident, he's got shooters that are going to make shots from outside, he's so good at either taking it all the way in and scoring or finding the open guy and hitting him. And when they're hitting, man, that's hard to stop. The Bulls actually did a much better job than Atlanta, that's for sure.
Well, he's showing the most his leadership more in this playoff season than any other time in his career, in my opinion.
Yeah, I agree. I think so, too. I think
he's driving, dishing out, and guys are hitting outside shots. But he's throwing, you know, he's getting a lot of assists.
He might be playing the best he's ever played right now. Just the last couple of weeks, I don't know how you could play a whole lot better. He's as much as I like enjoy rooting for him to lose. I got to give him credit. He's playing really well. Glenn, or is it Len from Hoffman Estates? What's up, Len?
How you doing? I got a little bit of college trivia. I've got Mark Aguirre's last jersey when he played at DePaul. When they were number one, they went to Dayton. They lost to St. Joe.
Yeah.
After the game, he just was beside himself. He came out in the parking lot. He threw the ball. Everybody ran after the ball. I was just too aggravated. I said, I'm not running for anything. And then he just tossed his jersey off. So I picked it up. I've been the last 30 years.
Wow. Now, first, Bill, how would you be able to prove that? And if you could prove that that was that jersey, what do you think that might go for?
Oh, gosh. You could probably photo match it. I'm sure from the game they probably have photos of that.
Yeah.
That's hard to say. I mean, what was the last game was what? What happened that game, his last game?
They were ranked like number one, and they lost. What was that, in the second round maybe, or was that a first round? I mean,
that was a first round game.
Oh, I remember.
The
first
Joe's.
Round, wow.
Yeah, they had a couple bad losses like that. I think there'd be a lot of Chicago bitters on that, DePaul fans. I remember it at the time, that was before Jordan came to the Bulls, and DePaul, I would almost be sure of, would have gotten much better television ratings than the Bulls did at the time. We would go to Bulls games right around 1980. We'd be able to get folding chairs underneath the basket for $15 the day of the game, and there'd be like 3,000 people there. You know, we'd sit at the organ with Nancy Faust and Benny the Bull just to see what's going on. The Nancy Faust's organ was right on the floor, and there was nobody there.
Wow.
DePaul was big at that time.
Yep. Cummings, Aguirre.
Yeah, they had some really good Strickland. All went on to be very good pro players,
absolutely,
too. And they've only made that one Final Four, and that was the one with the Bird Magic game. So, you know, they kind of got, that was a secondary thing. But
sure,
that was still neat when they made it.
Yeah.
I would be interested to see what that ended up going. I think that would be a good auction item. So that was
I think that could be well into four figures.
Yeah, I think so. Are you thinking of selling it, or are you going to hang on to it?
I'm thinking of selling it. I mean, I was with a friend of mine. He was there, I think about 15 years ago. Somebody in the Daily Herald actually wrote an article that they couldn't find the jersey. So it is his jersey.
Jim, if you're interested in selling this, Jim, call me during the week. I mean, this would be a great item for us to put in our showcase at the National in August and let people walk by and look at it and see it and hold it. And that goes a long way toward people wanting to own it.
Yeah, Huggins and Scott is going to be set up at the National in Rosemont the last week in July going into August. So the number there is 301-608-0355. That's Bill Huggins at Huggins and Scott Auctions. That would be a great display item at the National.
Yeah, real quick, when you talk about the Bulls having no attendance, there's a story by Ben Bentley, who was the Bulls promoter at the time.
Yeah.
He tells the story, a fan called, and he goes, what time does the game start? And Bentley goes, what time can you get here?
Yeah, that is kind of the way it was.
Wow.
Yeah.
That's funny.
That was quite the time. I mean, I really believe that Jordan, with everything else he did, I think he might have saved the Bulls in Chicago. It wouldn't surprise me if he hadn't come. They might have just moved from Chicago because it had the reputation that the pro basketball will never click in Chicago. Then Jordan, and now look, I mean, it's the best attendance in the
and
league.
He was the third pick in the draft.
Yeah,
figure.
Right. Yeah. Sam Bowie.
Olajuwon, and then Bowie, and then Jordan.
Yeah. And Portland took Bowie because
they
already
had Clyde Drexler, right?
But think about it. That's where a lot of GMs after that said, we better take the best available guy so we don't do that. Yeah. Think of what that backcourt would have been, Drexler and Jordan. They would have figured out a way to play together.
Yep.
You know?
Yep.
Next on the line, we've got Steve from Wakanda. What's up, Steve?
Yeah, I've got a signed Marian Hossa jersey. Just wanted to see what that's going for.
Is it game worn or just a jersey?
No, it's an authentic.
Blackhawks?
Yes.
Yeah, I would think that'd probably be a couple $100. I haven't had one. I don't think he's, like, there's a lot of Kane and Taves out there. I don't think there's a lot of Hossa, but there's a lot of Hossa fans, that's for sure. So I would think a couple $100 for that, wouldn't you think, Bill?
Absolutely. Yes, I don't see much of his stuff.
No, that's right. Okay, T-Crown Tom on Twitter, the pictures are coming in here. Here's another one. Oh, just going along with the Bera mask, here's a Bera signed bat. It ain't over till it's over inscription on it. How does that help an item, Bill, if somebody like Bera puts a famous inscription on it?
Oh, I mean, the more unique you can make the inscription, the better it is. I mean, these guys that do Hall of Fame in the year, those are common inscriptions, but we've seen some pretty neat guys who come up with some unique type things they want them to say on there, and those actually bring quite a bit more money.
Yeah, it's something how that can really have an effect. Yesterday, the White Sox retired Paul Konerko's jersey number.
Number 14, right?
Yeah, so both 14s are retired now, Paulie for the White Sox and Ernie Banks for the Cubs. And Paulie was interviewed. He was up in the booth. Boy, was he talking, too. Like, there'd be a play going, and he'd just be talking right through it. He got wound up, and he just kept going. But he had an interesting thing that he said really helped him in his career, and it was anger versus frustration and being able to distinguish the two and being able to use your anger to your benefit rather than kind of be your frustration and just kind of throw your hands up and, oh, well, I'll do this because you're frustrated, where you're angry and you're focused and you're motivated. It might be something that even that anger can carry you through your workouts in an offseason, whatever. But it was an interesting way of looking at it that I don't think I've ever heard that before. But
it's kind of interesting.
Yeah, because Hawk was saying how when Paulie first came up that he was worried about him because he used to go nuts when he'd strike out or, you know, be throwing bats and got really down on himself. And he had guys hitting coaches and guys there that helped him distinguish
that anger and put it in.
Yeah. Yeah. So it was really an interesting, from the psychology of it, how he handled that. And he ended up having a great career without a doubt. So we've got some more items, HugginsandScott.com. The June auction begins. The bidding begins June 1st. For you golfers out there, there's a Golf Greats autograph lot of 15. It's got Payne Stewart, Jack Nicklaus, Lee Trevino golf balls, an Arnold Palmer index card, a Ben Crenshaw signed putter. So some big names in that lot. And I'm not that big on golf, Vince. Vince is usually good at getting my... Now, this wasn't really a joke. This was more a play on words that I
took me a while to get it.
Yeah. Bill, see if this makes sense to you. And it's not necessarily funny. So, but okay, I tried to give Vince a hint of who I picked in the fantasy golf this week. Now, you got to understand, there's like 87 guys in this fantasy golf, and I'm like 85th, okay? So my hint was, every Thursday, I do this every Thursday after I check the fantasy golf standings. That was my hint to him. Okay, and the answer, Vince, was
Boo Weekly.
I, yes. Boo Weekly. And Vince did that. I go,
I didn't get it. No, I just didn't get it for a day or two.
He didn't get it. I thought it was pretty good. I'm like, oh, you with me on that, Bill?
I like it.
Bill's booing right now.
And then Todd kept sending me texts like, well, your brother would get it, or Thunder Dan would get it.
Yeah,
I was like, well,
right.
I don't get it.
Right. Yeah. And then I just gave up. Yeah. So just like my team. It looks like Boo's not doing that well either. He started well. That happens
to me
a lot.
He hurt his back. He had medical attention given to him on the course yesterday. I'm like, just finish the round, because I also took him this week.
Yeah,
so.
And that's usually trouble.
Yeah,
but I saw something on Thursday that he had a back problem. I almost didn't pick him because of that. And then I realized, you know, the last time I changed a pick was when I changed from Jordan Spieth at the Masters. And I go, I'm not doing it again.
And he won.
Yeah, every change is wrong. That's the way it's been going. Okay, let's go back to HugginsandScott.com. There's a 1992 Bulls NBA champion full team signed basketball with Pippen, Jordan, and Phil Jackson. It's always good when they have Phil Jackson in there also. That'll be interesting to see what that goes for. Let's see. This one you don't see. I don't know if I've ever seen this one. A 1950 Drake's Cookies complete PSA graded set of 36 cards. Do you get Drake's Cookies cards very often there, Bill?
No, we don't. They're a very rare regional issued set back in the early days of the regional issues. And a whole set of those, and it is very hard to assemble. You won't find those at many card shows, really, just looking around.
Yeah, so that'll be interesting to see what those go for. I always like seeing stuff like that I haven't seen it before. I really don't know what it goes for, and just to watch the auction and see what the ending value is. Now, I posted a couple things on my T-Crown Tom. If people bring in stuff during the week to Triple Crown in Naperville, a lot of times I'll take a picture of something and post it on Twitter. Sometimes it's items that they're given to me. They want to sell to me at Triple Crown. Sometimes it's something they want to have me put into a Huggins and Scott auction for them. And sometimes they just bring it in because they like the show and they want, you know, to me to see the item. Now, this is David from Sycamore. I thought this was neat, a play ball card signed by Lloyd Wehner with a Little Poison inscription on it, where it was Lloyd and Paul Wehner were Little Poison and Big Poison. And I like the old play ball cards. I haven't won those signed. He actually ended up putting through that with some other vintage cards. He had some like five mantles and a 1960 Topps baseball set. All these things will be in the August auction. But now, I guess, Bill, when you get stuff like that, when you get a group like that, you guys at Huggins and Scott will go through it, and you'll decide if you want to, how you want to group things in lots to make them get the best money for the guy who's putting them on consignment. Correct?
Oh yes, that's what I mean. There's a lot of thought that goes into the lots and groups that we make. We try to make sure they have a common theme to them that'll appeal to several different types of bidders: our collectors, our dealers, and our investors. All three of them bid in our auction, and we can get all three types of them bidding on a certain lot, that just goes very well for our consigners.
And then you guys will always give them a call and let them know how you're breaking up their collection to sell it.
Oh, it's very important to me that our consigners are kept informed as to what we're doing with their stuff and that they're a part of the process, because we do this every day. A lot of times this is round one for them, and they're sometimes a little nervous or they've had bad experiences before, but we keep our guys very, very informed, and they're always welcome to call us about their items that they have. They're never bugging us or bothering us. They're helping us.
And I can tell you the people who have consigned items through T-Crown really appreciate that. Well, it's already the end of the show, Vince. It's time to do the drawing.
This week's winner is Brian from Sherwood. So, Brian, email me, vince@ercdelivery.com. I'll get back to you, set up delivery at your convenience free of charge. Okay. Brian from Sherwood.
All right, we got the sound effect. Hey, let's put another one in. Okay. So don't forget, bidding begins June 1st on the Huggins & Scott auction, HugginsandScott.com. You can see previews of it. I'll be closed the T-Crown tomorrow for Memorial Day, but I'm usually there 6 days a week, Triple Crown in Naperville. And Vince, ERC delivery is 365 days a week, right,
24
Vince?
Hours a day as well.
All right. Well, have a great holiday, everybody. Thanks for listening. And we'll be back next Sunday, 7 to 8. Have a great one.